This sugya, Avdana v'tavach, and discuss what at first glance is a tangent, but it leads, because of Rabbi Akiva Eger's comment, it leads to a fundamental point in the sugya and the parsha of Kol Mili Rav Minei. So we are discussing over here the din of Gona v'tavach. Gonav v'choil v'tovach b'Shabbos, or gonav v'tovach b'Shabbos. So if the geneva involved a chilul Shabbos, the geneva was via hitzah, which is a chilul Shabbos, and tviach obviously is a chilul Shabbos. So if the ganav stole it on Shabbos al yedei chilul Shabbos and shechted the animal al yedei chilul Shabbos, so what's the din going to be? What's the chayim chayiv? He stole it on Shabbos with chilul Shabbos, and then he shechted it on Shabbos. So he potter, right? Because komlei ramin will potter him up from the chiyuv geneva with chiyuv hashava, and once he's potter from the chiyuv geneva, so then, even though the tvicha incurs a kenas, and komle in our sugya is not going to be derech a kenas, but the main geneva tvicha ain tvicha mechira, correct? Next, what happens if he stole it on Friday and shechted it on Shabbos? What's the din going to be? Chayev, right? Because he's chayev in Hashava, and the tvicha is mechayev a kenas, and right now our sugya is holding that there's no komle mechayev a kenas. Now, what's the din if he steals it on Shabbos al yedei chilul Shabbos and he shechts it on Sunday? That's the machlokes we showed him in the Shita. Right, the Ridvar writes, Shehoye gidi gonu erev Shabbos, v'hochi mukach lishna, v'yolav davke, v'udenim gonu erev Shabbos, v'loi be'erev Shabbos, al yedei chilul Shabbos. Hekshe meforshe mazal, the sefer diktoni gonu erev tovach b'Shabbos, the potter of the gonu erev Shabbos, v'tovach b'choil nami. V'tirtu dekeimu de tovach b'choil, Afal gav shegonav b'Shabbos b'shosh in eschaye b'nafshoy k'goy keima d'kati islei b'en l'echa d'isi b'shustu mori isa hashu d'machaye v'agenevo tzvicha hashu meaning on Sunday. Right? Similarly, says the Bishloim are gonna be Shabbos v'tovach b'chol. Came the chol akati chiyu v'gneiv klal. L'chach kishu tevech b'chol mezchay v'gneiv v'atzvich v'aliyadodi. And he'd be chayav if he steals it on Shabbos al yidei gneiv, and he shechts it on Sunday. The Midvar says he's chayav everything. He's chayav. Although you can't have it otherwise. Even though the Geneva was a Geneva de Chilul Shabbos. Alright, so that's what we're looking at. This din of Gonav b'Shabbos al Yedei Yitzah, b'Tovach b'Choil, the Bidvah says, the Bidvah and the Ra'ah. So they say in that case the Ganav is Chayiv for everything. And Who is the Ritva and the Rohu they're arguing on? Who says that the Sri Potter? That's the correct answer. I think it's the Shita Shalana Levi. The Rashba also says it's correct. Right? The Rashba and the Shita Yishana. Right? The Shita Yishana is easier to identify, easier to find. Perish. Sheganem v'tamach v'emesh v'nichnasa v'shusha v'gonva v'tzvicha v'on v'genei v'tzvicha v'on g'echa. Kevan the mifta mikeren, mifta miknas. Good. Where did he write it? Beferus. Then going to be Shabbos Yusuf Bechor. So it should be the third line down. Perish can go in. And there's the right paragraph. Who are then? Thank you. Who are then going to be Shabbos Be'iser? Right? He's told in Shabbos Bechil Shabbos. V'tomach Bechol de Potter. Shim ein Geneva ein Tevich vein Mechira. So the Shita is Poshut. Right, he stole it on Shabbos, and therefore he's potter from Hashava, kol ravine. Now on Sunday, he does Tvicha, so he should also be potter. Why? Because the main Geneva ain't Tvicha Mechira. If he's not chayv in the Maisik Neva, he shouldn't be chayv in Tvicha Mechira. How he learned Pshat, where Rashi says he can't become chayv, there's no such thing as not Dalet Bey. See, Dalet Bey is nothing. There's a knas of Dalet Bey. So if I cannot end up paying Dalet Bey, the Torah is not mechayev kenas. Part you could simply say that's one of the chidushim of kenas. The Torah is a certain penalty. There's no partial penalty. So that's how Rashi understands. If ain geneva and tzvicha mechira. So that would be the pashtus, right? That's what the Rashba says, as well. I feel it tough in the second paragraph of the Rashba. Because Ella. After that. Ella. Ella Shadain Koshul. Maishna tovche b'shabes, afilu tovche b'chol, shari potu mikefel, li v'isa shabes boloi, v'ein geneve, en tvich v'ein mechira. Right? So that's the Rashba's. The Rashba l'chor is the easier way to understand. So I have to understand, so what's the hezber of the Ritva and the Ra'ah? So Ritva's chiddush is, the kol kama de loy tovchoi b'shusa de mori avikoi. Shem tovach b'choil, haru ki ilu b'chozar b'gon voy b'choil. B'mizchai v'keren nami. Right? So it was chiddush. That since he stole it on Shabbos, and he stole it on Shabbos, and because of Kom Leibid Rabba Binei, he's not going to become Chayiv for the Gneva. Good? Now he shechted it on Sunday. So it says the Ritva, Ki ilu chozar v'gon v'b'choil, u'mischayiv v'keren nami. So it's as if, why is he Chayiv? Dalet Vehei, because according to Ritzva, the Tzvicha is a new Geneva. Why is the Tzvicha a new Geneva? The Kol Kama de Leitov Choy Vishusu de Moya Vekoy. The Yof Vekiv and Zalva and Rashi said it was Baron Devar and Vesham. Fine. So, what's the Ritzvah's understanding? The Ganav stole it. It's sitting by the Ganav. So how do we explain this? Kol kama de leitovchei v'shusa de morikoi. So therefore, when he does the tzvicha, it's keilu he stole it anew. So what's the point of machlekes between the Rashba and the Ritva? According to the Rashba, not a new tzvicha b'chlal, not a new geneva. Geneva took place yesterday. Now it's sitting by the ganav. Ritva is a chiddush that the tzvicha is a new geneva. Right, so in the middle there's no kumle l'gavi the geneva. In the middle you have the dalad, you chay the full dalad v'hei. So what's the machlokes? Zeloshen ra'ah. Same diuk in Rashi. Hilcho ki kotovach poter. Dem ein geneven tzvicha. V'davke v'tovach v'shabbos. Avol tovach v'choyol. Av ofi shegonav v'shabbos v'shoshen. Eschai b'navshoi. Kim bekati isa lo be'en. Kolechad isa v'shusik demori isa. V'ashu d'machai v'gneva tzvicha. V'zu v'shitos eza. So what's the machlokes? The facts are all the same. Reuven stole it. Right? Let me ask another question. Does the fact that the ganav is potter from the first geneva, does that impact the machlokes at all? In other words, is the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva machlokes in Komle or machlokes in Dalet Vehei? I mean, it's hard to zero in on the Ritva Shita without the case of Komle. But is this a sugi of Komle or a sugi of Dalet Vehei? From the Lashon of the Ritva. From the Lashon of the Ra'ah. What are they arguing about? Right, the facts are the same. Reuven stole the animal. It's sitting in his Rishos. He should give the animal back. He's not mechuyev. If anything happens to the animal, he would not be mechuyev to pay back. Right? If nothing happens to the animal, he's mechuyev to pay. He has to give the animal back. Then we saw. That's the Gemara's in heaven. But if something happens to the animal, if an oinus happens to the animal, so then he will be potter from pay. Why? Because b'shas k'neiva, he became chayiv misa. Right? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says he's still mechuyev to give the animal back. But lu yitzuyer, the animal would drop dead, so then he would not be chayiv to pay for the animal. Lu yitzuyer, somebody else would come and shecht it. He would not be mechuyev to return. Now it's Sunday. Right now it's Sunday, so we're not out of the parsha of Komle, and he shechts the animal. So according to Rashba, if he's potter from paying kefil, right? That for sure he's potter from. Nothing he has to return the animal, but he's potter from paying kefil, and he's potter from any chiyuv oinsin. So Rashba says that since if the animal dies, he wouldn't pay the Karen. Kavli for sure wouldn't pay. Merely he never gets the Parsha Dalavay. Finished. Says the Ritva that because the since the animal's alive, he has to give the animal back. The male, the animal, still in his rishus. So that's going to be true of every tivicha. That's got nothing to do with kolam rami, right? But the mitzvah's argument is an argument that's totally unrelated to kolam. Right? The mitzvah is arguing on a din and tzvicha b'chlal. The Rashba is saying, hey, yois, in this case, if we would apply komle, he would not be chayiv to pay. Memela, we can't get onto the parsha of Dalamay. No, so the mitzvah is focusing on the fact that right now the animal's banned. And the Rashba is focusing on the fact that Lu Yitzuyer, the animal dropped dead, so they'd be put to pay, so therefore he's put on holiday. No? So how do you explain the machloikas? The Rashba makes a lot of sense. He's looking at Bashar Hashem. And the Rashba is looking at that eventuality which hasn't happened yet. No, Sam, what would you say?
But then, wouldn't that be difficult
for a case of Gedi
Gavavlo
in
Erev Shabbos?
Because
that, he doesn't, we don't now say that when he does
a Tzvicha on Shabbos. Mimarashach. No? Okay, let's go to Sammy's case. The Gedi was stolen Erev Shabbos. Right? So the Ganav is chayv to pay back the Gedi. On Shabbos, he shechs the animal. No, so what's the din then? Chai what? Dalei, why? Because of the knas, right? There's only b'chai knas. In other words, there, in that case, he is... Right. Okay, no? Yeah.
He says that the only you quote a different Gemara with a similar idea, but you only say this when it's going to be Mechayev anymore, not when it's going
to be. It's going to end up pattering. But how do you explain the din in a Chanami? But how do you explain the din that we don't say that the Maisa Geneva is taking place on Shabbos B'Shas? That he's chayiv misa. We say he's already chayiv. He was already chayiv.
Right. Because whatever it is that is the basis for what he's saying, he says it'll only say
if it's mechayiv ganav more. All right. But if.
Popper.
What was that?
He's already chayiv.
Right. He's already chayiv. Right.
It doesn't make sense.
He cannot patter him up from a chiv that's not be'id anyways. Alright? The chiv took place Erev Shabbos. So, whatever Kum is going to do cannot unravel the chiv that are in place in Shabbos already. Can't create a p'tur. Good? So let's go back. So what's the machlokes in the Ritva and the Rashba? Go ahead, Arthur.
You said the reason the Rashba didn't like the Ritva's Malach is because they hold differently about in Geneva after Geneva.
Go ahead, what do you mean?
Meaning, in Akinari, the Maisa Tzvicha might be a Maisa Geneva. The Rashba says, but you already were going to it, so in Geneva after Geneva, that even though the Maisa Tzvicha is going to be Maisa Geneva, you're not going to get Chiyuve Geneva with that because in Geneva after Geneva. Whereas the Rashba would have a different understanding in Geneva after Geneva, like we saw
that's the Mahalach and Mikiv Eger takes. But at first glance, without a Mikiv Eger, the Rashba doesn't mention it b'chlal, right? The Rashba simply says, "Em ein Geneva ein tzvicha mechira."
Right. He says, "In Geneva, we see clearly that the old tzvicha mechira wasn't the second Geneva."
Oh, that's correct. In other words, and that nakuda, that l'chorin, that's the nakuda that separates the Rashba and the Ritva. Do you view the tzvicha as a second Geneva? Right? Without you took the next step, and maybe it's because ain't getting machagana. Before we get to that, they take baby steps, right? In other words, the chayrat, that in the kud is correct. what Arthur's saying. The Nakuda that separates the Ritva and the Rashba is the Ritva says, I understand the Tevicha to be a second Gneva. And the Rashba understands, what's the Tevicha? He told it's not a second Gneva. That can't be, because if it'd be a second Gneva, you have to say the same thing as the Ritva. He's saying, Ein Gneva. The Gneva was the Itzom Rishusai. So the Rashba doesn't see Tevicha as another Gneva. That's clear, right? Exactly what the Nakudas are to say. The Ritva says, I see it as a second Gneva because the animal is be'en and has to be returned to its baal. It's b'shusit demori koi. So that's why it's called already second Gneva. But the Rashba, l'choira, the Rashba is saying that we have no indication to say that the Tzvicha is a new Geneva. I took it out of the first Mishus yesterday. The fact that this animal is Al-Pidin B'shusa Demorikoi, the fact that Al-Pidin, I have to give this animal back, I cannot exchange it for money. If the Baal comes to me and says he wants animal, I can't say I'll buy it out from you. I have to give the animal back. It's his. Right? So, but the fact that Al-Pidin, it says, the fact that there's some possibility that this animal may get back into the owner's Rishus, right now, it's Rishusi. The way that Rav Elchanan, I wouldn't say explains it, but L'chara, Bederach, Bedarkish Rav Elchanan, you could say. The fact is that right now, the nignav cannot be makdish the animal, cannot be makdish the animal, and it cannot be makdish the animal, and the ganav can't be makdish the animal. So you see that nignav can't be makdish because it's shayna b'shusoy. He doesn't have enough bailus over it to be makdish. The mela, I understand the Rashba. How can you say that there's a gnev b'shas tevicha? Then this is the machlokes between the ktsos and the nesivas, much later on. Well, with the tzlachar, the machlokes, ktsos, nesivas, is exactly as machlokes with Dvar Rashba. The ktsos didn't have the, he had the sheet, I don't know. But the machlokes, ktsos, nesivas. The nesivas says, like the Ritva, that Tevicha is a second Geneva. And the Ktsoi says, Tevicha is a Maisa Hezek. I'm further damaging the Nignav's property. Right? From now on, the Nignav will never get the animal back. Whatever that involves, if he's training the animal, he's going to lose that. Right? If this particular animal is being bred in a certain way, he'll lose it. So that's a further hezek to the nignav. Or do you say it's not a hezek? This is a further meisig geneva. So lechara, that's the nekudas hamachloit in the Ritva and the Rashba. The Ritva says dalad vehei is a secondary meisig geneva. The Rashba says Dalad, the Maisa Tevicha is not a secondary Maisa Gneva. The way I would explain it is the following. Lani is 19. We've suggested several times that Chazal, that when the Torah establishes a Kenas, so there are different ways, that there are different Kenosis. And l'chara, there are different ways to view a kenas. One thing we know about a kenas is that it's not compensating. It's not tashlumen. That we know. Exactly what the kenas is, so l'chara, that would depend on the particular situation. So, for example, the kenas that we're discussing in our perek, the Gemara we already had, the kenas is hanos shchiva, right? So, why is it called kenas? The Torah's keveya, it's like a schar pula. we discussed already, there's Teres Kevei Echiyev Av Hana. So a person got Hana from this woman, so he's chayv to pay her. Got Hana Shechiva. The fact is, you can't say it's fully a Hana Shechiva because the Mefuta is still chayv a Kenas Agavi Mefuta. So, apparently, Kenas, as we've said in other contexts, is the Torah is being kaveya, something which I owe, but al pi hilchas haTorah, the Torah is does not demand it from me. The Torah does not demand a no shechiva. There's no contract. There was no. It's not a normal form of scharpula. In this case, the Torah is being kevei hanoshchiva, right? Kefel, one could suggest, is stam a penalty, make the guy pay twice, right? You could suggest kefel is that make the ganef feel what the nignav went through. So it's a deterrent, it's a penalty. It's not the shlumen. Right? Once I pay back, once I give back the item to the nignav, he's made whole. When I tell the ganav you have to give back the nignav double, so then I'm not paying for something that the nignav is missing. The Torah says, I want the ganav to feel what it means to lose something. So when you give back parts, when you make the guy whole, the ganav loses nothing. What kind of, it's not a deterrent. But if the ganav knows he's going to lose something, he's going to pay kefil, that's a deterrent for gneva. So you can call it a deterrent, you got kapara. But you see there's these different kinds of kenosis. So what's the kenas of dalad v'hei? So the Rashi in Chumash quotes the Gemara. Why is the Dalad Behei? Why is the Gedi different than the Pora? Why is it said different than the Pora? Because the two Lashonis, right? One Lashon is more Busha, because the guy to carry out the Seh and the Pora, he let that out. So what does it mean more Busha? I'm going to give him less of a Kenas because he's already suffered. So what's the purpose of the Kenas? So he suffered, right? It's kefil. So he said the gedi, he's already suffered, so we give him a little bit less. What's the other hesber? No? The other gemara? Rashi and Chumash? Because the parah does more work than the gedi. The gedi provides some fleece, but the parah provides either milk or provides work, labor animal. So that comment of Chazal sees the Kenas of Dalet as being what? No? Was that? It's a form of compensation. It's a compensation in which Halacha does not usually demand. It's called a Groma. Right? I stole something, and then because I stole it, therefore, we don't know for sure. We don't know if he's going to use the animal that day. Maybe it's another animal he could use. Right? We don't know exactly how much he's losing. We're not charging him for the shevis of the animal, right? But the parsha is that the Torah is saying you caused a loss for this person. You caused more of a loss. You took the parsha, he paid more. So you see, Chazal, when it came to Dalet V'hei, two ways of looking at it. Either they viewed the knas as a form of compensation, which we don't normally follow. That's why it's called the Chiddush. It's Shalai Kedini Torah. It's a Groma. Torah does not usually demand this kind of Tashlum. In this case, the Torah demanded some kind of Tashlum. It's still a Kenas because it's, again, it's a Chiddush. We don't usually follow this kind of Tashlum because it's a set amount. It's not in any way in sync with the amount of the loss of the Nignav. Or is the Dalet V'hei entirely a kapara, a deterrent, something to make up for to make the ganav suffer. So if you look at the Dalet Vehei as part of the parshias of Kenas, like Kefel, so there's no reason to say that Vishas Tavicha there's any new Geneva. Vishas Tavicha, because he is doing inflicting greater harm on the Nignav. He's showing greater bilus over somebody else's property, so the Torah gives him another patch. Dalet Vehei. On the other end, if you say that in Dalet Vehei, it's another form of tashlumen, which the Torah doesn't usually demand, so then you can understand the Ritvos saying the Torah sees the tovach as being another geneva. I'm now robbing from the Nignav the possibility of ever getting this labor animal back. He's going to have to end up going to buying another animal, training another animal. So there's a loss. So it could be, again, what we suggested is that you see from the machlokes of the Ritvan the Rajba that there's really a machlokes of how to view Vitovach. How to view this Chiddush and Chumash, that if the Ganav does Geneva Tivicha Mechira, if something happens to the animal while the Ganav has the animal, Torah says that's the ointment of every single Ganav. He has to pay. He has to return. Instead of returning the animal, he returns the object. He returns the money. Teshlum, fine. If he himself kills the animal, he himself sells the animal, so the animal now is irretrievable, so there is a chiddush. All right, what's the nature of the chiddush? So the Ritva says, what the Torah is saying is, this is another form of geneva. The Ritva supports it by saying that once and before the ganav shechted it, al pi din, it was still b'morei the nignav. There was still b'shus in the nignav. And the Rashba saying, no, it was a maisa, it's not a further gneva. It was out of the person's rishus. If emes is, that's the machleik, that's the sivus and ktois. Is it maisa hesek or maisa gneva? I would explain that both shitas have roots in Chazal. And they're arguing, so what is the, which Chazal do we paskin like? And they're arguing, it's exactly what is the nature of this knas. Is it a knas like the meshchiva, a knas that relates to that helps understand the maisa which the Torah is addressing? It helps understand how to be magid the maisa al pidin? Or is it a deterrent, and therefore the Torah is not being magid the tzvicha as a new maisa gneva, but just as increasing the hezek which the person did by stealing. Now coming back to our sugya. So Yoy said the Ritva says that this is that Tevicha is a new Maisik Neva. So Memela, Tevicha Ad Kereikach, that if the Tevicha takes place on a Sunday and there was no Maisik Neva for which he was Chayef for before, so he pays full. This is the chiddush of the Ritva. Once the Torah says, "I'm chayiv dalet vehei for tevicha," so the Torah was teaching me that the tevicha is a further maisig neva. So memeil of the tevicha is a standalone act. Why this then? Because the Komli Rami took away the maisig neva, the real maisig neva. So Memela, the Torah taught me, but this is a Maisa Geneva Fushik Mimchayu for. So Mimchayu. And the Rashba says, no, the Torah was never Magdir Tevicha as a Maisa Geneva. The Torah was Magdir Tevicha as an additional Pesha, additional crime of a person who's a Ganev. But if we cannot be Mechayivim Geneva for the first Maisa Geneva, so we don't get to being Machai from Dalai Behei. Good, so that's the Machai. Alright? But the Rashba, now, I think now the Rashba has to be understood better. I think the Ritva, we can understand the Ritva very nicely. Achidish, that Tavich is a new Maisa Geneva. Golly. And the Sivis, it's good. But according to the Rashba, Lachar is the Rashba difficult. Because according to the Rashba, the man did steal it yesterday. The fact is he stole it, right? He happened to be that he stole it in such a way that the Torah is pattering him from having to pay for it. Right? So now on Sunday when he shechts it, so granted, he's not doing a new Maisik Neva. And granted that he wasn't Chayiv for his Maisik Neva yesterday. But he did do a Maisik Neva. So why isn't he Chayiv Dalad Bey? So we're saying a technicality. Technicality, because he can't pay Karen and Kefil, correct? That's how we're saying the Rosh Bar. Good? That kind of fine. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks the following kasha. Right? You saw Rabbi Akiva Eiger inside. His kasha is, why is this a case of Gonav Min HaGanav? Right? Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha is on the Rashba and the Ritva. He doesn't say it, yeah, but I'll be Svara. Yeah, right? And there's a Lechaira. The Rikiveyu is asking a Gavaldik Akash on the Raj on the Rizbo. Right? Why? Because we have it in the Baba Kama that Vaguna be Besoish, it was only Chayiv Keifo if when it steals from the Ganav, Machloik is Rishonim only Chayiv Keifo, or if when it's not Chayiv, if when it's not Chayiv but Teshlum Bechlal. Right? In other words, Reuven sold the animal. Shimon now steals the animal from Reuven's Rishos. Right? What's the din? It's not going to be Beisaish. So it's clear that if we catch Shimon, he's not going to have to pay Kefil on it. But the Rishonim argue is perhaps if an onus happens to the animal, then Shimon will not be chayv to pay for the animal either. Because he was a gun me basish. Achloik is how far we take the din of a gun me basish. Alright? But let's go easy. Clearly say he's not chayiv kefil. Right? It says in Rikiv Eger that why should it matter whether Shimon is Shimon or whether Shimon's Reuven? On Shabbos, Reuven stole the animal. Right? On Sunday, he steals the animal again. So, since we keep Eger, how can we be Mechayim Reuven for doing the Tzvich on Sunday? We're going to be Beisavish. He stole it from himself. He stole it from a Ganav. Alright? In other words, L'chayim Reuven Eger's Kasha really goes to the root of the Ritva's Shita. Right? No? How are you a fan for Mickey Vager? Go ahead.
According to the Ritva, it's the Rishus of the Mark.
Yeah.
It's not a gun. It's not stealing from a gun.
Yeah, but the Ritva is saying that it still is in the Rishus. Why is it in the Rishus? Because? No? Because this animal, I have to give the animal back Ben. Right? So that's enough to make it Rishus. So you're saying, L'chor, you don't send B'kibegis Kash altogether. Right? You could say, B'kibegir, you could answer, number one, the Ritva could say, B'kibegir, that is Xer Sakos. That's part of the Sakos. V'tovach means In this particular case, the Torah's machayev for this ma'aseh geneva. All right. The Gala saying is a little bit sharper. Gala is saying that the Ritva himself was careful not to fall into the Rambam's discussion, because Ritva himself said it's still b'shusei demare. Right. So if that's the case, how could it be considered to be v'gunav? Why should it be considered v'gunav beis rish? Good. The fact that means that the original Maisa was Maisa Geneva.
And that's where Kriya Yerushalmi comes in. And that's his question. I mean, the first Geneva, the whole point of the Ritva is that you have a second Geneva.
Right.
So, like, Pasha says you had a first Geneva, so it's two Genevas.
No, so what Gal is saying is that the Xeris are cause of Israel going to be Basish. It's not ain't going to be Achar Ganav. Where did the Geneva take place? The Rebbe Kiva Eger phrases it as saying, "Maishnav v'ganav achar ganav oishu atvei chozav v'ganvei." Mikol mokim leishloim arkeven da gneva yivishavis, leikom v'shusei l'shum chiyuv, dekom lebedrava minei, leinase ganav bazeh. U'mishmochi v'tovach v'chol, shaper mikre gneva. I think what Gal's saying is good. Rabbi Chanan, when he discusses Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, so he's bothered by this question. So Rabbi Chanan says that you have to assume that Rabbi Akiva Eger was assuming that since the ganav cannot be makdish the animal. And why can't it be makdish the animal? Because it's still somewhat in the reshus of the nignav, right? But at the same time, the nignav can't be makdish the animal. So you see, it's somewhat reshusay shel ganav. So that, but I think Gal's ha'or is a good ha'or. I think it should. That's what the Ritva wanted to be careful not to be missed, not to get. Involved. Go ahead.
We point out the Ritva makes a point at the end to say that this far is only going to work to be Mechayev.
Okay.
So to say that now if he says the new Maisa Geneva on himself, it should be the same case as being going in from Hanav already. But it says that it only counts as a new Maisa Geneva if it's going to be Mechayev. You like the case if you steal it, if you're coming on an Erev Shabbos and Tavach on Shabbos.
Right. Right, right.
So, Rabbi Akiva's question, isn't really necessarily. I think the Ritva makes a point of avoiding that question by saying at the end that you're only going to be Chayev, that this story can only work to be Chayev and not the Padre.
Right, but Rabbi Akiva would still say, but on what basis? On what basis is the rule set up so that it won't pardon me. I think that Rikvegas Kash would still be a good Kash in that case. He would still say, but the fact is, he's going to be a Ganav. Right?
Whatever Svari would say.
Right? Okay. You going to say?
So, we're kind of not saying what I was saying, that because there was no Maisa, because it was in the case of Kimle, there was no Maisa Kinyan, so therefore it really belongs to
the. That's what Rikvegas Kiddush. That's Rikveger is a fascinating chiddush. He says, in other words, Rikveger does not deal with the Ritva. Rikveger works with the understanding that the Tvicha took place on Sunday, so then the Ganav will be Chayev. Right? He says, why should it be Chayev? So Ganav and a Ganav. So Rikveger is a fascinating Mahalach. He says, when the Ganav stole it on Shabbos, he's not mechuyev to pay because of Komlei Rav Minei. Right? So now, therefore, when he shechs it on Sunday, he is not a Ganav and a Ganav. Right? Again, Rav Kiveger is almost a standalone idea over here. Rabbi Kivayger is assuming. Rabbi Kivayger is medayik. If we had to, if we would not be beholden to learning Rishonim, so we would probably do the following. We would probably be medayik in Rashi, like the Ritva's medayik, and go off to the Rabbi Kivayger. Right? And if we wanted to present Rabbi Kivayger in an easy way, we would say the following. Rashi's medayik that our Gemara is only discussing the situation where the Ganav stole it on Friday and Shechet on Shabbos. Vaistochois, if the Ganav stole it on Shabbos and Shechet on Sunday, Halach would be the Yizchayev. Right? To give out the Diyuk and Rashi, the Ritva made the Diyuk. So now the question is, the Rikivegir asks, why should it be that he should be Chayiv on Sunday? Why should be Chayiv? Must be, because he's a Ganav. He's not a Ganav. He's Ganav. Right? So Rikivegir would say that what Pshat and Rashi is the following. Of course, if the Ganav, if it was a regular case of Reuven stealing on a Monday and then shechting on a Tuesday, so Rabbi Kivayger would say that in that case he's Chayiv Dalvei, obviously. Right? Why is he not? And in that case, he's not going to have been a Ganav. Right? Because he is continuing his old Maisa Gneva. But if a person stole it on Shabbos with Melechus Shabbos, so therefore he never became Chayiv for the Maisa Gneva on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivayger says, if he never became chayiv for the ma'aseh geneva on Shabbos, that means that on Sunday, when he shechts it, he's still shechting the animal in the reshus of the nignav, because he never became a real ganav. Again, Rabbi Kivayger's chiddush is that this diuk in Rashi, that stealing it on Shabbos and shechting it on Sunday, that he's going to be chayiv, that he should be chayiv even for the geneva on Sunday. Because that's a komli b'rabbi neidin. If I stole it on Monday and shechted on Tuesday, so I became a ganav on Monday, and on Tuesday I'm continuing my ma'aseh geneva. Good. So that's the nimdal v'hei. If I stole it on Shabbos, and I stole it with the Iser of Melech Shabbos, so that on Sunday, when I shech the animal, so Rashi says, now I'm chayiv dalvei because I'm a new ganav. I wasn't chayiv yesterday. I stole it on Monday, so I became chayiv on Monday, and on Tuesday I become chayiv in dalvei. Kedim, right? If I steal it on Shabbos with Melecha Shabbos, so I'm chayiv nothing. On Sunday, I'm chayiv everything. Correct? Right? Ritva says why? Because I'm a new ganav because I stole it from Yeshusa tomorrow. Rabbi Kivayger doesn't have that Ritva. But he has the Rashi. So Rabbi Kivayger is asking, so why is he chayiv as a ganav on Sunday? All he did on Sunday was shechted. All he should be chayiv is 3 and 4. He should not be chayiv dalad vehei. But you see from the Rashi that when he shechted on Sunday, he's considered a ganav on Sunday. Is that right? He's not a ganav. He was a ganav in Shabbos. So Kivayger says a tremendous value chiddush. He says the fact that I was potter from paying on Shabbos, that means I wasn't even in the parsha of Geneva on Shabbos. In other words, we understand Kol Rav Neid until this point to say, I'm not responsible for, I'm not going to be held responsible for paying. I have a mechomer dikadin. All right? I'm chai, and we would support, right? We would say, before this would be kiveger, we would say, I stole on Shabbos with the Iser Mitzah, so I'm a ganef that's potter from paying tashlum. And why? He said, b'chal masayim mona. Right? You could say that, that basically mechayiv me one, and we bring a raya that I'm a ganef from, we bring a raya from the Gemara Vestan Zayna, bring a raya from the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Med Beis that says me committed the oven to you le mechayiv, I'm the mechayiv, pater. Vega says that apparently, in order for the person to be chayiv on Sunday, dalad vehei, that means he's a ganef on Sunday. That means he wasn't a ganef on Shabbos. That means kol raminei unraveled the entire parish of ganef. It's not that he's a ganef and a mechal Shabbos. He's only a mechal Shabbos. He doesn't have the din of a ganef. Mimela, it's since he we don't impose upon him hilchas geneva bechlal. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger. It's a huge chiddush. Zorchi and Godel. It's a fascinating chiddush. So I want you to be aware of it because it's Rabbi Kiveger. It's discussed. L'chor is very, very difficult, though. Very difficult. Number one, it's difficult because we have the Ritva addresses the questions that he imposes, that he poses. Number two, it's difficult because I don't know how Rabbi Kiveger is going to reconcile himself with Lamed Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom that says, essentially says that B'dinei Shemayim is Chayiv in pain. All right, the Gemara Bava Masi, it's Tzadi Aleph. So he is a Ganav. B'dinei Shemayim has to pay. But it's worth seeing the Bikivegu. It's a fascinating approach to suggest that loy nasa ganav bazeh. It's a huge chiddush. He's bechlal in the parsh of ganav. If I had to explain Bikivegu, I would explain it. I would explain that with the Torah saying in coming around that again, the svar is a fascinating svar. What the Torah is saying is, when a person mechal Shabbos and does geneva b'shas chilul Shabbos, the Torah is saying, what is he? So we would say he's a ganef mechal Shabbos. No, the Torah says no. Either he's a mechal Shabbos, he's a ganef. It's not, in other words, keilu. Keilu, the Torah is saying, go into the root of this person's neshama and find what's the ma'aseh pesha, what's the satan in this person. And find out what's the core evil in this person. Evil adin. Right? The core, you have to be almost like a psychological analysis. Right? A person has many different manifestations, but you're trying to get to the core. So it's Kehil, the Torah is saying is, when a person, ganmans and Shabbos, Bechil Shabbos, the core is that he's a Mechal Shabbos. Don't get sidetracked with a Ganeva. A Ganeva, that's just another manifestation of what's going on in his neshama. You look at the yisoid of the person, and the yisoid of the person is Machal Shabbos. In fact, of course, Machal Shabbos can be a ganav also, because he doesn't have a muna, he can make a whole drosh out of it, right? But the nekuda that we're pointing out of here is, if I had to explain it to Kiva Eger's Mahalach, I'd explain it. I would say it's a very important contribution in the understanding of Kol Ramine. It's a different Mahalach. It's not Bechal Messiah Mona, it's not Dinan Bezdin, it's a din that the Torah is shutting up and saying when a person does multiple Yisurim, so sometimes they say Chayiv 10 Malkus Shnais in Makkos. But if a different Oinshin, so that means that the Torah wants you to understand, the Torah is saying that you have to understand the magdi of the person. Go to the core. The core is what Rabbah made. So Bikivegas Ad Kerekach, then we're not just saying he's not a guy, he's not Chai Bigneva. He's not a Ganav. He's Mugdil Machal Shabbos. Am I saying it doesn't define the person as a Ganav? He's defined as Machal Shabbos. He's defined as not being a Maimon Machal. So again, so we're pointing the following. We're pointing out that there is, that the Rishonim Medayik in our Sugya, Machlokes, whether to Medayik in our Sugya or not. And we explained that Machlokes seems to be a Machlokes. If you learn the Lishonis of Rishonim, Machlokes is not really a Komle Machlokes. The Machlokes is a Machlokes in Hanazan Tevicha. What's the name of Tevicha? It's a Sugya in Bava Kama. But Nofal Yodam. So then we suggested that that it's clear their argument is whether Tevicha is a Maisek Neva or an additional Nispach, an additional act to the Ganav. We could use the formulation of the Nesivus Nektsois. Is it a Maisek Hezek or a Maisek Neva? Good. Then we said, perhaps, at the core of this Machlokes is how you understand Dalet Vehei. Is the Tashlumi Dalet Vehei? Because the guy is doing another pesha, so therefore he gets another patch, or is it that it's a form of a kenas for a tashlumin that's not usually made? Memeli, you see that he is Torah's calling him another ganav, and that would be the seder machlokes. Then we explained that it became as a old of an approach of it. L'chayra, we have to spend a lot of time on this. L'chayra, Rabbi Akiva Eger has to be understood. I don't understand Rabbi Akiva Eger. I don't see the achreyach, number one, because of the ritva. And and because of what Gal pointed out, then l'chayra, you could, the svar of the ritva, probably the same thing. In fact, the Ritva says it in the Svar of the Ritva. But the Chiddush of, and you'll see, if you look at the Birkas of Rome, there is a whole column to explain the Tzibiki Veger. He says, to understand the Tzibiki Veger, you need to have three Yesodos. You have to develop three different principles in order to make the Tzibiki Veger work out. So if you had a chance, you can look at the Ruchana. Ruchana also has almost two columns to work at the Tzibiki Veger. So I want to know the Rebbe Eger because it's part of the Limud, right? And again, if the Svar of the Rebbe Eger is a very, very important Svar to keep in mind, the idea that Kom LeRamine goes far beyond the Tur Tashlumen, it's okay the way you define the whole Masa. Kumi will have Rayas Rebbe Eger in other situations. It's an important. It's an important part of the parsha, because it's Rebbe Akiva Eger. And again, as strange as it sounds, I could explain it. But Tzorachi and Godol to understand exactly how to see the inner workings of Rebbe Akiva Eger. Good. A lot has been discussed. A lot of Harbidiyoy. Kvar Nishbuchu and Rebbe Akiva Eger. It's important to be aware of it. Mit Hashem, tomorrow I want to go weiter in the Sugya. Okay? 11 minutes now. That's good.